This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CameraPrices.com. For all your resources that are camera-related, go to CameraPrices.com, and I want to remind everybody, next week we're going to be at the live convention of eBay Live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, our first guest today is Mr. Jim Altersdorf, famous for all types of aerial photography, usually aircraft. But today he's got a little different twist to aerial photography. He's a fowl of a different kind. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Morning, is it, up there in Alaska?
Yep. We're still drinking coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't get up real early this morning.
Now, is this time of year up there sunset, twilight, or is it dark?
Well, I can read a book outside right now, Jack, at midnight, at 12 o'clock. The sun, it never really gets dark. It'll be just kind of a slate gray. And about 4 a.m., she starts coming back up again. So by 4:30, if you don't have your coffee drank and your Nikon in your hand out running, you're gonna miss it.
Well, you know, it's got to be good for flying, though.
Well, it is. You know, our weather's been extraordinary this year up here in the wilds of Alaska. And, of course, on a dime, the weather can turn. But we've certainly enjoyed a great productivity of image gathering and creation.
And I wanted to ask you briefly before we get into the photographs you have brought to us today. And for those of you who are aware that Jim does a lot of different types of photography, underwater photography, animal photography in the wilds of Alaska, and the photographs he brought to us today are at Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, but you also have your own website, Jim. You might as well give that a plug.
Yeah, it's jaltersdorf.com, and although the last name is a little difficult to spell, it's best just to put in any search engine high-risk photography. I'm the only one in the world listed in most of those cases, especially in Yahoo, and it'll bring it right up.
And I know you do a lot of high-risk photography. You've been with a couple of television crews. And what about that volcano that's going on up there, or is that subsided now?
Well, she has. She's not dormant. She's still spewing, not as much as what it did a couple of months ago, but the Discovery Channel producers called me here just a couple days ago, and they're going to do a segment on high-risk photography on the Discovery Channel, and I'm going to be featured in there. So I thought one of the things we would be doing would be going out to the volcano. It's about an hour and a half flight into the bush, and I'll be literally hanging out of the aircraft as I'm shooting this. And so it's going to be a pretty exciting moment. And there'll be some other segments of me shooting aircraft wingtip to wingtip at breakneck speeds.
Well, that sounds exciting, and you'd be sure to let us know when that airs.
Oh, absolutely, Jack, I will.
Let's talk about the photos you brought to us today. I have them posted, FOTOMALL.com, and give us an idea, a sense of where we are and what we're looking at with the first image that's on the front page. It looks like the old saying, the duck's on the pond.
Okay. Was that one that's called Loon Submerging?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I found that to be a rather an extraordinary shot, Jack, simply because if you see the disruption of the water is reflected, or the light's reflected, was only contained within the disruption of the water. And on front, backside, and below, the water hue is a bit green. And how I arrive at these kind of things is sometimes simply by luck. I'm just in the right spot at the right time. Other times I perceive an opportunity. And I think that's where the professionals usually will take their eye to. They'll see the event starting to emerge and then be right there for that. And sometimes, of course, it's 1/15,000th of a second. I didn't record the speed of this, but it was fairly high, and most of the imagery that is shot here in Alaska right now, at least by myself, is all done between 4 a.m. in the morning and 5:15, 5:30 at the very latest, and you're pretty well done because of the extraordinary lighting.
Yes, and that image, by the way, is image number 3 in the Hall of Fame gallery, Jim Altersdorf. Let's move to the left and look at image number 1 with the fog and the special lighting, the golden lighting in that fog. What time of day is that?
That's probably right. That was shot just maybe a couple hundred yards from my home here. I live on a private lake, and Jack, it reminded me of the dawning of time. It's as if there were, it was a curtain of light that unveiled encapsulated what I was seeing. And again, it was shot very fast. You see the wings of Pacific loon. It's actually a common loon. He was extending. And they're in their courting rituals, so they're very prominent in their displays. They're very active. And just in a matter of a couple of days, they go from the squawking, archive to complete silence, because now their eggs are laid. So they're very secretive about their movements. There's no displays of any kind to capture. So it's right at that moment, not only environmentally with that kind of light coming in, but with, of course, the activities of the animals. And incidentally, to achieve those kind of images, what I do is I normally will shoot just a little bit below what the camera is indicating in the meter system. In other words, it'll be a stop below or two. And then I'll bump up the contrast in my PaintShop Pro program, and it just simply highlights what my eye had been seeing.
That's amazing. And I think the one of the images that's my favorite is this close-up shot that you have. It looks like the loon is sleeping, and that red eye looks right at you no matter what part of the room you're standing in.
Well, it's a perception that these animals are dumb and, they just fall asleep for any... It's almost as if they never sleep. They do, of course, but there's always one eye watching, and I think that's a good title for that.
That certainly is. And I think the fascinating part about any type of animal photography is that they take on a personality of their own. I mean, they are truly living creatures. And when you can capture that personality the way you do, Jim, it always impresses me and makes me, it sends shivers up and down my spine when I look at your photography.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, for the compliment. I really do appreciate it. All the photographers, and I'm not even speaking of myself out there, spend extraordinary amounts of time and a great deal of money and effort to try to capture an image. And how wonderful it is to receive a compliment like that, because that kind of recognition just makes it come home.
Well, you deserve it, Jim. I know you work hard up there in Alaska. I have another Jim that wants to ask you a question. It's Jim Motke. He owns BetterPhoto.com, and he helps photographers improve their photography. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hello, Jack, and hi again, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Good.
Did you have a question for Jim?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just cut out there a little bit, so I don't know if you already asked it, but I was noticing the amazing conditions. I know you talked a little bit about the light, but did you talk about the atmosphere as well? What do you do about how do you get the weather and those atmospheric conditions to be so amazing?
Well, the nice thing here in Alaska during the summertime, many people don't know, is like yesterday morning when I woke up, it was 32 degrees above zero. And so the water most of the water, unless it's glacial water here, is going to have a great amount of fog on it. Every morning's foggy. So we just take that opportunity to create a more dynamic imagery by when that sun starts peeking through, it'll just spear shafts of light in. And, we chase light, I chase light, every day more or less. And since it travels at 186,000 miles a second, and I did my computations, that's 700 million miles an hour, I got to get up early to catch it.
That's right. But you do have an advantage being up there in Alaska. So.
Well, that's true. And a great amount of shots are taken off of my deck or right around my home here, because I live in the wilds of Alaska.
Now he's just rubbing it in, Jack.
I know. See, I was going to ask you, the one shot that you have, the bird's wings are fully extended and the blue sky's in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give us an idea what kind of equipment you use for that and how you got that one.
You have to go
in 60 seconds.
You have to go light. You have to go fast. That's the mode of it's modus operandi, and you have to, when you're encumbered by huge, heavy lenses, slow shutter speeds, you're just not going to get this type of stuff. Nature doesn't wait for you. And that, incidentally, is an Arctic tern. They have huge breeding colonies of them up here that number in the thousands and thousands, very protective of their nesting sites. And I liken it to a Jonathan Livingston seagull shot.
Absolutely. What kind of shutter speed is it?
So many times we're unable to really ascertain because things are happening too fast. We can't log this down. But I would say that was probably right in the vicinity of either 1/250th or 1/500th. May have gone up to 1,000th, but I doubt it.
Excellent. Well, Jim, we appreciate you calling in from Alaska like this. We're jealous that you're in one of the most beautiful states in the world.
Beautiful images, just beautiful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
And if you have anything coming up, can you give us a little advanced warning?
Absolutely. I'll drop you an email, and maybe we can get together back on the radio where I can share all of these adventures from the wilds of Alaska.
You're always welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com. Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to GetCashForPhotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to GetCashForPhotos.com. That's GetCashForPhotos.com.
On behalf of our WS Radio hosts, we encourage you to log on to our WS Radio Mall. It's a virtual mall stocked full of special offers and savings you won't find anywhere else. We have something for everyone. Tools to start or grow your business, services that will improve your mind, body, and soul, and unique products created just for the WS Radio Mall. Simply log on to WSRadioMall.com and stroll down the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our WS Radio hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The WS Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. WS Radio has been an eBay seller since 1999, and we're proud of our 7-year track record. Take a moment and visit WSRadioMall.com for a unique shopping experience, and check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores all the time. That's www.WSRadioMall.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WS Radio.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. Victor Diaz-Romo, former owner of the California Broadcasting Company, was a pioneer in the Spanish language broadcasting. As a San Diego business owner and a passionate collector of photography for 32 years, his dream was to open a gallery with all of his spectacular photographic collection to be viewed by everyone. His family's worked over the past 2 years to see this vision through, and today we have with us the director of his gallery and the International Institute of Photographic Arts. Her name is Lorena Giddens. Hi, Lorena. Welcome to the show. And let me ask you...
Hi, how are you?
Let me ask you, who was Victor Diaz-Romo?
Well, Victor Diaz-Romo was an amazing person, first of all. But besides that, the part that actually interested us the most, that he was a great collector. And during all his life, after 30, he started collecting photography and die transfers.
Well, he certainly collected some fabulous photography. If you're just joining us, you can go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. And we put up a couple of samples, some really exciting photographs, one of a bullet shooting through a card. It's an amazing photograph. Was the vision of Victor Diaz-Romo, what was his vision for this gallery?
Well, the vision basically was he wanted to collect the high quality of a color photograph, so to be viewed by everybody around the world, mm-hmm. and also try to get as much attention into his collection to get people to see what he collects for 32 years.
Now, why was the dye transfer process special to him?
Well, the dye transfer is a very interesting process. In fact, it's one of the more amazing color photography media. And you can actually print it. It's capable of producing print work that's being called collectible items by creating a museum. And it's a media that actually it called the longevity of the color photography. And he was very focused to get as much as I get attention in that kind of process.
I see.
And that's what is the collection right now. It's a dye transfer.
It's the dye transfer. Yeah. I have Jim Motke, who teaches photographers photography. Jim, did you have a question for Lorena?
Well, absolutely. Hello, Lorena.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. I just was admiring the beautiful images in Victor's collection, or the few samples that we have.
And, thank you.
I see one by Galen Raoul.
Yeah, Galen Raoul.
Yeah, with a rainbow. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Well, this image was taken in Tibet. And was acquired by Victor Diaz, a gallery, like 30 years ago when they became really good friends.
So that's a Tibetan monastery.
Yes. These images are really natural. You don't see any kind of a filtration usage. There's everything basically take the way how it is. He worked for a very long time in those areas, and the collection is basically based on that.
Now, this collection is on display in Chula Vista, California. How large and how old is the collection?
Well, the collection is 36 years, and starting Guadalajara, and it moves towards this area because he has his business around here, the radio station, and it's very large. And the collection, by the permanent collection, actually holds around 26 photographers, and it's large as 900 images. And
wow.
Right now, we have on displays just 30% of that image, of that collection, because it's so big that we can actually display it in all the world that we have in the Institute.
It took you. Why did it take so long for the Institute to open its doors to the public?
Yeah, because it used to be, well, Victoria was mainly a collector.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us all this time to get, you know, to the public because we didn't have a catalog in all the images as a museum. So we had to basically take the image and start investing in every single photographer because he collected in a very particular way. It was a private collection so far.
I see.
And before he passed away a year and a half ago, he decided to get the this open to the public, so it took us all the time to take the decision.
Do you happen to have any favorites?
Excuse me?
Do you have any favorites?
Of the photographers?
Yes, of the images.
Yes, I like all of them, but I really admire the work of Ern Haas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ern
Haas. There's a picture on Photo Mall of it looks like a volcano.
The volcano. So one of the nature photographers, yeah, this one has been my favorite one, and I really admire that. And I do like the one that you pick, the Galen Raoul, the Tibetan photographer. That's a beautiful one, too.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And you're welcome anytime to come back. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show right here and syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search. Provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by American Recorder Studio in a Box. Find it by going to WSRadioMall.com and click on photography. Now stand by for photography news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Philbrick Museum of Art in Tulsa, Oklahoma presents the debut exhibition of Robert Weingarten's 40-by-40-inch color-saturated Malibu beach photography on the lawn for the summer until September 3rd. The series records the malleable nature of light in the same scene over the course of a single year at 6:30 a.m. Weingarten set his camera at his bedroom window in a fixed position overlooking the water. The unwavering gaze of the camera lens allows the viewer to revel in the hidden beauty of scenes that the naked eye can't ascertain. The near phosphorescent quality of water on a bleak winter's day, a placid seascape of muted hues, an ocean that seems lit by fire. AIDS Healthcare Foundation, AHF, announced that globally recognized photographer Greg Gorman has donated his services to AHF as the photographer behind its Partners in Care advertising campaign. The campaign features photographic portraits of AHF's doctors from its healthcare centers throughout California and puts the focus on the dedication, training, and compassion that each of AHF's highly specialized HIV/AIDS physicians brings to the care of their patients.
This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
And now, back to the regular programming, and if you've just joined us, You can go to Photomall, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L, and see our featured photographers today. And with more than 35 titles, accounting for over 2 million books published in 8 languages, Robert Vavra brings his photographic collection to San Diego for the first time. San Diego, California, that is. His work has been in shows in European museums, pardon me, and acclaimed by national and international art critics worldwide. Pardon the trickery of the words there, Robert, but welcome to the show.
Well, I did play the trumpet at one time, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, as they used to say, I got my tongue caught between my eye teeth and I couldn't see what I was saying there. But where did you learn photography, Robert?
I think photography is something that you don't learn. I think that, as just with painters, you can learn certain technique, but you're born with it. I've often heard people say that photography schools make genius assistants, but not too many genius photographers.
Well, I think that's true. You have to learn the fundamentals, though. Let's not forget the fundamentals. But, your talent is beyond belief. I mean, looking at your photos here at Photomall, and why did you choose equine as your specialty?
I think I was probably born loving horses, loving two things, horses in Africa, and so I've focused a camera on both of those places for my books.
And you set out for Spain? Why did you pick Spain?
I had seen someone had drugged me to a bullfight in Tijuana, which I didn't want to see. I was a naturalist, and I was taken by the beauty of the fighting bull. And at the age of 23, I decided to go to Spain and do a book. And actually, I left with a one-way ticket and $300 in my pocket.
My gosh. Well, how did you happen to do the photographs for Jay Michener's book, or Jay Michener's Iberia, which is one of the, on the New York Times best-selling list?
Well, those were the days in Spain in the 1950s and the early 60s where someone who was a pigeon dropping like me at the time could meet Hemingway and Ava Gardner and people like Michener. And I just met Michener by accident, and he saw my photographs, and very fortunately for me, he decided to use me as a photographer for that book, Iberia.
Wow. How do you define your kind of photography?
I think, there's art to all photography. I think mine, certainly at one time, it was sort of journalistic photography, but then it became another level of artistic photography in which now all of my photographs are very, at least the equine ones, are all very carefully planned out. I know exactly what I want to do before I set out to take a photo. Even when I was doing, I did a book called A Tent with a View, and there are a lot of photos of Maasai warriors. I lived with these Maasai warriors summer after summer, and they were all very carefully planned out. I mean, I had a very clear idea of what I was going to do before I took the photograph.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Robert Vavra, globally acclaimed photographer. Equine photography is his specialty. You can see some of it at Photomall, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L.com, currently. And you are also a friend of a controversial German filmmaker, photographer Lenny, and I'm going to mess this name up, Riefenstahl?
Riefenstahl.
Riefenstahl. Can you comment about this?
Riefenstahl was very controversial because she was probably the greatest woman film director of all time. She did The Triumph of the Will, the propaganda film for Hitler, and then she did the 36 Olympic Games. And after the war, she couldn't get any kind of funding to do another film, and so she fell in love with Africa, and she went to the Sudan, and she did a couple of books on the Nuba. And I was doing a book on Africa, and she didn't want to be where I was photographing all kinds of people, Jane Goodall and a whole bunch of people that had to do with Africa. And Riefenstahl was on my list because of her books on the Nuba. And she didn't want to be photographed. She faxed back and said she didn't want to look like she was 90-something, and she didn't want to look like someone's gorilla wife in a photograph. And so finally I convinced her that I suggested that I take the photograph with her against a bright window, so only the silhouette would show, so you wouldn't really see her face.
Mm.
And so she agreed to do that, and then I went to Munich to take the photo, and then she said, well, take whatever you want, Robert.
Well, your life seems to be like a series of contrasts. One moment you're living with a Spanish matador, then Maasai warriors, and the next moment you're with Robert Redford or William Shatner. I mean, comment on that a bit.
Well, I mean, it is a life of contrasts, and which I enjoy a lot. I enjoy the natural side, and then I've worked on three films that just when I wanted to, I did Lawrence of Arabia and Patton, and then Robert Redford called me. I had done the cover for a book called The Horse Whisperer, and he had seen that, and he had my other books. And so he wanted me to do the billboards and all the posters and things for the film. And then there's also a dream sequence in the film, and he wanted me to storyboard that. The film starts that way. So my life goes back and forth between, I'm like another photographer, Peter Beard, who's a friend of mine who has the same kind of life.
Well, what do you believe is the most beautiful photograph you've ever done?
Well, I think that, you know, it depends on if we're talking about human animals or with animals. I think with some of the equine images, there's one called Pegasus that I've done that White Horse Whiskey has used and Jordache and a lot of other people. I think as far as people goes, the most beautiful person I ever photographed was Bo Derek, I think, probably.
Well, she's certainly on my top 10 list. Well, Jim Mottke is joining us now. Jim, did you have a question for Robert?
Yeah, basically, I was wondering, what do you really love about photography?
The thing that I love the creative part, and I'm very torn now. I'm one of those old, prehistoric people who's still using film. Because a lot of my stuff, it's very fast, the horse stuff, and the digital cameras are coming up to it, and the lenses are as well. But I always love the adventure. I love adventure. I mean, I've lived, in Spain and in Africa. I've had many, many experiences with elephant and Cape Buffalo and so forth.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the dangerous ones.
Well, I think the Cape Buffalo it's the Cape Buffalo of the big five, elephant, lion, rhino, leopard. Cape Buffalo is the most dangerous, and when I was doing a tent with a view, we were charged by one. We were with some Maasai warriors, and everyone made it to trees except my assistant, and so Buffalo got him and was hammering him. I didn't know it had already broken his back, and nothing to do except say goodbye to my mother, which I did, and I'm sorry, and jump down and try and save him, which I was able to do. And that was probably, in Africa, the biggest adventure I ever had.
Amazing. You've had dozens of museum shows in America and Europe. Your most memorable one?
I think one of the ones was, I think probably the Riefenstahl arranged for a show of my work in the Linz Museum in Austria, and they took it there for a month, and they had to hold it for 4 months. They had a very good public response to that. And then I think probably we had one in San Diego. The one in San Diego now, which opened the other night, we had 400 people at the opening on that. And at the previous one I had, there were 900 people with Steve Reeves and a bunch of movie stars standing in a line two blocks long waiting to get in,
wow.
Friends of mine.
Well, the one that just opened, that's Victor Diaz Gallery, correct? The
yes.
National Institute of Photographic Arts. Speak to that a bit. What's your connection with Victor Diaz?
Victor Diaz was a great friend of mine. He was a tremendous collector of photography and very passionate about dye transfer printing. And he has wonderful people in his collection, Ernst Haas and Galen Rowland and Eve Arnold and on and on and on. And he was a very dear friend of mine, and his dream was the International Institute of Photographic Arts. And so this show that we've just done, his widow Martha, who is totally behind it 150%, has sort of made this a reality. And there are, the gallery was done over again, and I think of my work there are 86 pieces, all fairly large images that are hanging there now.
Are there any particular types of image that work better as a dye transfer than other types of images?
I can't really answer that question. Yeah, even though a lot of my images have been done by dye transfer.
Well, let's talk about the images themselves just for a minute. Certainly, you remember the moments that you took these images, I would presume, and I don't know if you can see them, but I'm looking at a couple of images that really impressed me. And one of the things I noticed is you use double exposure, or is that done in the Photoshop?
You know, most of those images in that show, there was no computer work on there, where you see a double exposure with sandwiching two transparencies together, which was always very dicey because you didn't know what was, I mean, you knew basically what was going to fall there, where, but I think in most of those, all of those that are in the show, there was no computer work on any of those. In fact, on most of the images in the show, there wasn't. The other thing that you'll see in those, too, is, which is very easy, obviously, to do with a computer now, is vignetting. And the way I used to do vignetting was to look up at some trees and find an open white space where the sky was coming through and photograph that out of focus to get a kind of a regular vignette. And I've used that a lot. On a lot of those images in that show were done that way.
Yeah, it certainly makes for an excellent photograph. Question, Jim?
No, I mean, I'm just admiring them, and one in particular that I love the spirit coming through is it looks like a horse. You know, you're overlooking this horse as he or she is looking into the sunset. Is that a multiple exposure or?
I think that's just a single shot. Could I just answer a question that you had asked me before about some outstanding show? Do I have 2 minutes?
Yes. Yes.
You had asked me about a standing
60
show.
Seconds.
I think one of the most outstanding experience I ever had was I had that show in San Diego, and the next few days later they asked me to sign some books and things in my books. They said, there's a girl that wants you to sign a photo. I said, I don't have – she wants to have you sign an image she carries everywhere with her. So I couldn't really refuse that. So they had her come down to the gallery, and she said do you mind going into the office, to the director's office? We went in. She pulled the blinds down and started to take off her blouse.
Oh, no.
And she had she had two of my horses tattooed on her back, and she said, would you sign these? That was a pretty
moment. That would have been an interesting experience. Well, thanks for being with us. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit betterphoto.com now.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers, Jim Motke. What a show we had today.
Oh, man, some amazing, beautiful images.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about them. I know you're going to encourage people to take courses to improve their photography.
Yeah, you heard that for sure, no doubt. I will say everyone is born with the ability to produce art. We all have that. There's no specific gene, and everyone has the urge to express themselves, and it is learnable. So let's learn a few things about how we can make beautiful animal photos.
Hey, give us the tricks.
Talk it to me. I've just been continually looking at this slideshow by Jim Ultersdorf, and I mean, unbelievable beauty, you know? And the first thing that we can all learn and take away is, you know, photography isn't anything about luck. It's about opportunity. It's about putting yourself in opportunity's way. And the thing I love about Jim is that he does that. He puts himself in the right place at the right time, you know, regardless of any other demand or need. He's up there at the crack of dawn with that beautiful golden light spreading over the lake and the mist just coming off the lake. So, you know, the coot or the tern and is just, you know, just in the right environment.
You can see why he magazines choose him from all over the world. He's one of the hardest working photographers I know.
Absolutely, he is. And I tell you, the thought that occurred to me is, I got to invite this guy to teach a course at Better Photo.
Give him a call.
I will. But, you know, he looks for reflections, like he noted in the first talk. He looks for fog. And, of course, he looks for light. So, you know, he's putting himself in the right place at the right time. And then, secondly, he's including that environment. You know, the tendency is to use our super heavy, super telephoto lens and just get in as close as possible. And maybe that tendency is partially the fault of instructors like myself who are always telling students to get in closer. However, there is an exception to the rule, and that's when you have this amazing, beautiful environment that can act almost as a supporting cast for your star, your grand hero. You know, you got to include it. And he does a masterful job of that, including the reflections in the lake and the beautiful environment. And that's something that I remember reading from John Shaw about when I was first learning photography, that an environmental portrait can go a lot further than a standard kind of, you know, ID shot sort of thing you might find in a little wildlife identification book.
Right.
So, you know, including that environment. And Jim also did talk about shutter speed when he was talking about photographing that Arctic tern, that, you know, you had to shoot very light and very fast. And what he meant by that was you don't want to be using those heavy equipment, heavy lenses. You know, you have to use a setup that isn't too heavy for you and is fast. And, you know, that's the way you capture that movement. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, what you're going to find yourself doing often is playing with aperture and using an f-stop number that is small so that you can isolate focus on that animal that you're, you know, doing the portrait of. Because you want to include that environment, but you don't want it to pull attention away. You want it to just be, again, a supporting cast, a supporting character to your star. So,
well, yeah, I'm also thinking that you want to stay light because if you're in Alaska, there's grizzly bear up there.
Well, there's another argument for that. You know, you can maybe beat off one with a big, heavy 500-millimeter lens.
Yeah, there you go. You could knock them out.
So. Yeah, I think your strategy is probably a lot better. Run and be as light as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Well, we're gonna see more of Jim's work. He's going to Australia in the coming months, so I'll be looking forward to that photography.
Yeah, fantastic! It'll be really fun. It sounds like he's canvassing a lot of ground, and he's the photographer that does the high risk photography too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so amazing stuff, and it'll be neat to see what he gets from the great down under.
Yeah, probably maybe some of those gator shots that we see on Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, there we go. There, you know, I would say maybe a telephoto lens would be a good idea.
Well, like you said, stay light.
Yes, stay light, and you're right. Those things, though, they can run fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, but maybe you can climb a tree if you can find one.
Don't take any chances. Well, thanks for the tips, Jim. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to go to betterphoto.com, pick up some of Jim's courses. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show today. I want to thank all my guests for being on the show and helping us understand photography even better. We are syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Ever wonder how to sell an item on eBay? Want to know buying basics? Is it time to take your eBay sales to the next level? Register for eBay's official eBay University, and you'll soon be buying or selling like a pro. This day-long class offers tips and tricks from eBay experts who are eager to answer all of your buying and selling questions. Come learn everything from basic selling to more advanced selling tips, bulk loading, and bookkeeping, and how to add photos to your listings to make them more profitable. You'll spend the day in an interactive, personal classroom setting and leave ready to conquer the world of eBay. Space is limited, so register now. To find an eBay University class near you, visit www.ebay.com/university. Unleash the knowledge of trading. Register for eBay University, coming soon to a location near you. That's www.ebay.com/university. See you there.